对对，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
May peace with all brothers and sisters.
下午根据圣经一起来查考如何面对这世代。
This afternoon we will study based according to the Bible and how to confront this generation.
啊，有一本书叫做《大崩坏》。
There's a book. The name is called the Big Destruction.
里面有两个单元，我比较。喜欢。
And there's two chapters in the book that which I really like.
这本书是在谈古文明，就成为现在我们的古迹。
This book talks about how the ancient culture has become the our current day's historical remains to study.
也就是我们今天看到的古迹，就是以前很文明的地方。
And which means that many of the remains that we see today, historical remains, used to be a very important in their time period.
他也写到我们现在的文明会看到以后的毁灭。
And also, this book talked about how our culture right now, we can foresee the future generation.
有一个单元这本书里面有一个单元叫做《摇摇摆摆的中国》。摇摇摆摆的中国，
中国，
中国。
In this book, there's a chapter that talks about the China that swifts.
他的意思就是这个国家的政权是像这个样子的。
And this chapter mainly talks about how the political status of China swifts.
中国在这最近30年来
，In the last 30 years.
经济成长是在全球是刮目相看的。
The economic growth of China has been applauded by the world.
因为以前是锁国将这个国家锁住的一个状态。
Because that country used to be in close policy.
现在是有点开放。
And right now they have leaned toward more of an open door policy.
因为中国经济再不起飞的话。
Because if the economy status of China remains the same, and no growth,
不是锁国就可以了。
Doesn't mean that it can maintain its status as a closed door policy.
所以他们的领导人很有智慧。
Therefore, the leader of China has great wisdom.
再来另外一个单元。
And another chapter talks about
叫做掏空澳洲，就是澳大利亚。
Is to empty Australia.
澳大利亚这个地方本来是英国的一个关犯人的一个地方。
Australia used to be a colony or controlled by the British.
那有犯人，当然也要有官员啊。
And because they would usually let their prisoners go to Australia, and then there they have officials.
犯人被关在这里无聊是没有话说，但是官员在这边管理犯人是很无聊的。
The prisoners being there because they are arrested and they're enclosed, they are often bored. But what about the official? It is a rather important issue that they are not bored there.
所以要求政府希望能够从英国不管是植物是动物移一些过来。
Therefore, the officials in Australia have requested from British government that they can import plants, animals, whatever they found in Great Britain.
没有机会回到故乡，总是可以看到故乡的东西。
Because they feel since I have no opportunity to return home, at least I can see creatures and plants from my hometown.
但是动植物来到澳大利亚这个地方，能够存活的不多。
But there are not many of animals that can survive in the environment of Australia.
动物部分剩下两种。
There are only two types of animals that still remain today.
狐狸跟野兔。
And that is the wild rabbits and the fox.
这个对农作物是很有兴趣的动物。
And though those two types of animals had great interest in the agriculture industry.
所以现在的澳大利亚的政府。
So currently, Australia government.
对这两种动物是伤脑筋的。
They are.This two types of animal has become great problems to them.
繁殖快又多。
Because they reproduce at a large amount and number.
所以政府曾经一度下达命令用细菌扑杀野兔。
And so even the government had stated laws to eliminate the reproduction of wild rabbits.
但是总是有比较幸运的野兔没有被扑杀掉。
But of course, there are always those that can escape.
所以只要留下一公一母啊，就要开始繁殖啊。
So as long as there's a male and a female, then they can start reproducing.
所以野兔还是很多。
So even to till today, a wild rabbit is still in great number in Australia.
还有早上所提到的哈。
And also this morning we talked about
温度再提高五度。
If the temperature rises another 5 degrees,
西边的博斯就没有了，不见了。
The west side city of Perth will eventually disappear.
再加上澳洲南部这个海洋。
And in the southern part of Australia where there's beach.
会影响到他们的农作物。
It will eventually affect their agriculture.
还有他们的土地开始盐化很严重。盐巴的盐，盐化很严重。
And also their land, a great portion of the land has started to crystallize.
所以农作物会减产呢。
And of course that will also decrease their production in agriculture.
澳大利亚算是很大的一个土地。
As we know, Australia has a huge piece of land.
可是中间是沙漠。
In the center, there's a desert.
所以他们的整个大的城市就几个而已。
So there are very few major cities in Australia.
布里斯本雪梨啦，下面那个是，忘记了。
For example, like Sydney.
没有几个大城市。
There are not many large cities in Australia.
所以他们可以善用的地方还是算是少。
Therefore, the land that they could be that can be utilized are actually very few.
这个本书在告诉我们。
And this book also tells us.
时代是会转变的。
The generation will change.
另外一本书。
Another book.
叫做《预测未来一百年》。
Is to forecast the next 100 years.
就是我们第二十一世纪。
Is to forecast the 21st century.
这一本书在谈全球的政权。
This book talks about the political status of the whole world.
这本书它以美国的政权最稳固。
This book talks about that in throughout the whole world, United States shows to have the most stable political status.
所以美国的霸权要控制全球。
And therefore, the U.S. superpower will be able to control the other nations.
它是有方法的。
And United States has its own method.
因为这个作者他专攻就是政治。地缘学
，because this author he majors in political geography system.
每个国家在这个地球上的哪一个地方，跟他们的国家是有息息相关的。
And it talks about the location of each nation has a close relation to the political status that they currently have.
比如说，美国要控制亚洲。
For example, For United States to take over Asia,
他一定要注意日本跟中国。
He must put emphasis in Japan and China.
所以一定要让这个地区这个政权是能够平衡的。
Therefore, he will put emphasis on maintaining the peace in that area.
绝对不能让这两国这样合作。
You must prevent from China or Japan working together.
那在这个地区就会成为强权。
And therefore, it can maintain its superpower status in this Asia area.
如果美国发现是这个样子
，If United States discovers,
他就会想办法把它从中把它分开。
That they are starting to work together, then he will use methods to depart their collaboration.
以欧洲来讲
if we take Europe as an example,
苏联这个地啊，苏俄这个地方，德国这个地方
Germany and Russia
也是要弄个平衡。
It's very balanced.
欧亚这个地方
，in the Euro-Asia，
以土耳其为主
，as Turkey a center，
南美洲
South America，
以巴西为主
，and the focus will be in Brazil。
听听就好哈。
All this is just for you to know about it。
我要强调的是这学者专家。
What I want to emphasize is the scholars。
他们也认定。
They come to acknowledge
这个世界这个世代会随着世代的不同而转变
that this generation through the changes of environment will eventually change
另外一本书
another book
叫做二十一世纪关键导数
it's the key points of the 21st century
就是早上提到了气候灾难的那一本书
It's just a, it also has a content which we talk about this morning, the change of a world climate.
气候灾难只是其中一个单元而已。
The world climate or the destruction that will bring forth by the world climate is only one of the chapters.
它有枪炮，它有毒品。
It also talks about drugs.
哎，这个通通在里面呢。
And also talks about weapons, and all those are in, are topics included in that book.
也因为这些现象。
And because of this incident,
会影响这个世代。
It will eventually affect this generation.
啊，这是我们从现实的现象、现实的社会现象来观察。
This is to observe from our reality of what is going on in the society.
那主耶稣怎么看呢？
So how does Jesus Christ view?
我们请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
三十八节看到四十一节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38.
马太福音十二章三十八节，一直看到四十一节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 to verse 41.
请念。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. 39. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. 41. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the repenting of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here.
主耶稣的时代，文士跟法利赛人这两种人是有影响力的人。
In the time of Jesus Christ, both the Pharisees and the teachers of law, they have great influence.
文士是在教人律法，就是教人圣经道理的。
The teachers of the law teaches the people about the law.
所以他是老师。
Therefore, they themselves are teachers.
法利赛人是严守律法的人。
And Pharisees are those who strictly observe the law.
是一个团体。
And they are themselves a group.
也就是用我们的话来讲，是遵守圣经道理的。一个团体。
And in our words, we can put it that they are a group that observes the Bible.
所以在当时是个有影响力的团体。
So at the time of Jesus Christ, they are an organization or a group of people that shows great influence.
也因为他们有影响力。
And because they have great influence,
所以很多时候都自以为是。
A lot many times they think themselves at all that.
这个时候就是了。
For example, like this incident described.
来跟耶稣说，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。
They came to Jesus Christ and said, "Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you."
这种态度是不礼貌的。
This is a very impolite attitude.
你把主耶稣当成是马戏团，是不是
？Are you treating Jesus Christ like a magician?
还是当魔术师？
Or are you treating him like a circus performer?
就算是也应该买票进来看啊。
And even if you treat Jesus Christ like that, shouldn't you pay for to buy a ticket?
但是他们这种态度的问话。
But their attitude and how they approach.
就已经是轻看耶稣嘛。
They already looked down on Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣也很不客气。
And Jesus Christ replied also.
他说一个邪恶淫乱的时代没有神迹可以看。
A wicked and adulterous generation has no sign to show them.
你叫我显神迹看给你看我偏不要给你看。
If you want me to show you a miraculous sign, I for sure will not show it to you.
如果是耶稣，我说你是什么东西啊？为什么要显神迹给你看啊
？If I was Jesus Christ, I might reply, "What do you think you are? Why should I show you a miraculous sign?"
那主耶稣只讲一个大家熟悉的神迹。
Here Jesus Christ talk about a miracle that everyone is familiar with.
尤其对文士、法利赛人来讲，这个最熟悉不够的神迹啦。
Especially to the Pharisees and the teachers of law, they are very familiar with this miracle.
就是约拿的神迹嘛。
And that is the miracle of Jonah.
那耶稣常常用这种方式在引用、在讲述他的真理。
Many times Jesus Christ would use this method to talk about his teachings.
他的意思是说，约拿的神迹，如果你看得懂。
What he means here is that if you understand the miracles of Prophet Jonah,
可以类似。主耶稣也会这样受害受死三天复活。
Meaning that Jesus Christ will also suffer, die, and then resurrect in 3 days.
既然你们相信那个你们熟悉的神迹。
If you believe in the miracle in which you are familiar with,
那我主耶稣也会这样。
I, Jesus Christ, will also be like this.
主耶稣在讲这个话的时候，他还没有受死啊。
When Jesus Christ talked about this, he not have yet died.
文士法利赛人会信吗？
Do you think the Pharisees and the teachers of the law will believe him?
听懂吗？
Do you think they actually understand it?
当然听不懂啊。
Of course not.
啊，所以说不管他懂不懂。
But Jesus Christ did not care whether they understand or not.
耶稣就开始审判了。
Jesus Christ here made his judgment.
他说审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪。
Jesus Christ said the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment of, with this generation.
约拿那个时代的约拿那个时代的尼尼微人。
In the times of Jonah, the men of Nineveh
也真的是邪恶淫乱。
They are also a generation of adulterous and wicked.
所以神绝对派约拿去传警告，如果不听就毁灭。
That's why God sent Prophet Jonah to send the message to the people of Nineveh, and if they don't repent, then he will destruct them.
你要想到他们是悔改的。
But and outside of the prediction, the people of Nineveh repented.
而且是彻底悔改。
Not only did they repented, they repented deeply.
从两部分来看他们的悔改。
From two aspects, looks at their repentance.
第一个，全国百姓。
First, it was the whole nation.
信服神。
The whole nation believed in God.
也就是信服约拿所传的警告内容啊。
In which mean that they believed what Prophet Jonah preached to them.
然后宣告禁食。
They also proclaimed a fast throughout the nation.
从最大到最小都穿麻衣表达哀痛。
And from the oldest to the youngest, they all wore sackcloth to show their repentance.
尼尼微王听到之后，
After the king of Nineveh heard the message,
下了宝座，
he came down from his throne,
脱下朝服， 脱下王的衣服，
he took down his, the cloth of as a king,
披上麻布，
he wore on the sackcloth,
坐在灰中。
And he sat among ashes.
然后下达命令。
And then he commanded.
所有的人，所有的人。
That everyone.
什么东西都不能吃。
No one shall eat.
所有的牛羊牲畜不可吃草，不可喝水。
Every animal, livestock, they shall not eat nor drink water.
然后全部切切求告神。
They throughout the nation will.Call out to God.
每个人要离开啊，要回头离开所行的恶道。
They should turn back away from what they the sins that they're committing.
丢弃手中的强暴。
They should throw away the violence in their hands.
然后这么期待。
And they will look up.
或者神会转意后悔，不发烈怒。
And maybe God will show mercy and will not show His anger.
使我们不至灭亡，也未可知啊。
So that we will not be destroyed and can spare our lives.
多么谦卑的祷祈求啊。
What a very humble prayer is that.
不是说神啊，你绝对不要来毁灭我们啊。
He did not say, God, for sure you will not come and destroy us.
是说神啊，你最好不要来毁灭啊。
Instead, he said, God, please, for the best, do not come and destroy us.
神就不毁灭他们了。
And because of that, God spared their lives.
所以41节说，
So verse 41 here states,
审判的时候，
In the times of judgment,
尼尼微人的那一种悔改的态度就是审判的标准。
The repentance of the of people from Nineveh will be the standard of the judgment times.
尼尼微人听了约拿这个先知这个人传的警告就悔改了。
Because the men of Nineveh, after hearing the message sent by Prophet Jonah, they repented.
看了有一人比约拿更大。
Is there anyone that's greater than Prophet Jonah here?
就是耶稣啊。
Of course, here it says, and there's one greater than Jonah, and that person is referring to Jesus Christ.
耶稣出来传福音叫天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Because Jesus Christ, when he preached, he often says, heavenly kingdom is near, please repent yourselves.
谁听啊？
Who will listen to him?
所以路加福音11章30节这么补充的一个说明。
So in Luke chapter 11, verse 30,
约拿怎样为尼尼微人成了神迹，人子也照样这样为这世代的人成了神迹。
In chapter 11, verse 30, it states, For as Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation.
当约拿站在尼尼微城的时候，
When Jonah stands on top of the city of Nineveh,
大家都知道，
Everyone knows,
他是主角。
They know that he is the main character.
约拿在那个时候是最红的人。
At that time, Jonah was very popular.
因为刚从大鱼的肚子被吐出来。
Because just not too long ago, he was spit out from the mouth of a big, huge fish.
三日三夜没有被消化。
For 3 days and 3 nights, he was not digested.
对尼尼微人来讲，约拿就本身就是神迹啦。
Because to the men of Nineveh, Jonah himself is a miracle.
所以他传的警告当然听了。
So of course they will listen to the message that he brings.
那主耶稣说，那我也是啊。
And Jesus Christ here says, likewise for me.
受害受死，埋葬复活。
I will be persecuted, I will die, and I will resurrect.
那我比约拿更大。
I'm greater than Jonah.
他还是我的工人呢。
Jonah is still my worker, my servant.
啊，他成了神，成为尼尼微人的神迹，传警告有用。那我也是成为这世代的神迹，传了没有用。
He is my worker. He sent the message to the people of Nineveh, and they believed him, and there was good effects to it. But I, who am greater than Jonah, I preach, but no one believes in me.
所以以后审判这世代的人的标准就是尼尼微人的悔改为标准。
So, here says that in the end times, the judgment standard should be the repentance from the men of Nineveh.
这个记载要告诉我们什么？
From this incident, it tells us.
为什么主耶稣这个世代的人不知道悔改？
Why the people from Jesus Christ's generation do not know to repent?
不想悔改。
Why don't they want to repent?
就是主耶稣要告诉我们，这世代的人没有反省能力。
Because Jesus Christ wants to tell us that the people from this generation have no ability to self-reflect.
你我都一样。
Likewise for you and I.
身为一个人。
As a man.
而且是基督徒
，as a Christian，
而且是领受圣经道理的
，as someone who receives teachings from the Bible，
更要有反省的能力。
We more than others should have that ability to self-reflect ourselves。
那我们领受道理才有用，才有那个功效。
Then the teachings that in which we receive will show its effect，
才有那个价值。
Will show itself its value。
我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point。
四十二节。
Verse 42 of chapter 13. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she come from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here.
南方女王是示巴女王。
The queen of the south refers to Queen Sheba.
记载在列王记上第十章以下。
It records in 2 Kings chapter 10.
这个女王听说所罗门很有智慧。
The queen of the south hears that Solomon is full of wisdom.
特别千里迢迢来到迦南地。
So from very far she came to the land of Canaan.
虽然她是个女王。
Even though she herself is a queen.
在交通工具不方便的年代。
In an age where transportation was not very convenient.
还是蛮辛苦的。
It was very hard for her to reach so far.
虽然辛苦，
but despite of that inconvenience,
还是一定要来听所罗门的智慧话。
She still insisted to come and listen to the wisdom words of King Solomon.
所以列王记上第十章的一节、三节就是这么强调。
And that is what it emphasizes in 1 Kings chapter 10.
他来见到所罗门，听所罗门在解答问题，他说我没有话说。
When Queen Sheba came before Solomon and heard the words of King Solomon. She replied, "She has no words to say."
所罗门的智慧比我听说的还厉害。
Because the wisdom of King Solomon is much greater than what I ever heard.
圣经为了强调所罗门的智慧是独一无二的。
In the Bible, in order to emphasize how great King Solomon's wisdom is,
以列王记上第三章那个实例、那个判例作为一个典型的来。传达所罗门的智慧。
In First King chapter 3, it talks about, it gives an example of how great King Solomon's wisdom is.
两个妈妈抢一个孩子。
There's two women fighting over a child.
再不是 检验 DNA 的年代。
It's not in a generation in which you can examine DNA.
所罗门只要用一句话就解决这个问题了。
But King Solomon only used one sentence to resolve the issue.
来人啊，刀拿来，切成两块，一人一块。
And so, he said, servant, bring a knife and cut this child in half, and that resolves its issue.
孩子的妈说，不用了，不用切，送给他好了。
And the mother of the child replied, No, it's fine. I'll give the child to the other woman.
这叫做智慧。
That is called wisdom.
判断正确。
He has the correct judgment.
我想所罗门不只是那个例子而已。
Of course, I don't think that is the only example Solomon ever had.
但是那个例子是最典型的例子。
But that example is probably the most typical example.
也就是说在没有证据的情况之下。
And which means that under a circumstance where there's no evidence,
他可用很短的时间判断这个孩子是谁的孩子。
He could use in a very short time period to determine whose child, which mother, is the mother of the child.
这叫做智慧。
And that is called wisdom.
所以示巴女王很佩服啊。
Therefore, Queen Sheba, she read very happily hears the wisdom words of Solomon.
可是我发现所罗门智慧不完整。
But I discovered that King Solomon's wisdom is not complete.
比大家都还没有智慧。
He did something that is lack of wisdom comparing to anybody else.
所以列王记上十一章九节十节就这么强调他的没有智慧的地方。
And so in 1 King chapter 9, it talks about also the areas in which he lacks wisdom.
向他显现两次的神向所罗门发怒。
It records that the God that has shown to Solomon
一个有智慧的人
was angry at Solomon.
一个有智慧的人会惹神发怒吗？
If someone is as great wisdom as Solomon,
所以他圣经说他有智慧，我不认为他很有智慧。
If he is really a true wisdom, would he be able, would he,Why would he anger God?
因为他比我更没有智慧啊。
Because I think that he has a lack of wisdom, even comparing to myself.
他还没有求智慧之前，就娶埃及的女子为妻。
Before he even asked for wisdom, he married the princess of Egypt.
后来又娶了一千妻妾。
And then later he married 1,000 concubines.
好，这些妻妾带着他们的神像来。
These concubines, they brought their own idols.
带来就算了。
Not only did they bring it,
还容许他拜拜。
He allowed them to worship.
在房间拜拜就算了。
To worship in the room, forget not all, not that's not it.
还允许百姓可以拜。
He also allowed the people to worship those idols.
还为这些偶像盖庙。
Not only so, he even built temples for those idols.
神怎么会不生气呢？
Why would God not be angry at King Solomon?
这叫做有智慧的做法吗？
Is that called someone who has wisdom?
他真的很没有智慧。
In this area, he shows that he has much lack of wisdom.
那我要强调的是什么？
But what do I want to talk about?
刚才讲不是他很有智慧吗？
Didn't we just say that he is full of wisdom?
没有错，他生活上是很有智慧。
Maybe in his daily life, he is full of wisdom.
但是在属灵信仰上是零分。
But in his spiritual life, he scored zero.
看不出来他智慧在哪里。
You can't see where his wisdom lies.
这种不完整的智慧。
In this incomplete wisdom,
示巴女王已经千里迢迢专程的来听他讲智慧话。
Even Queen Sheba still wants to come from very far to listen to his wisdomful words.
主耶稣很心痛啊。
Jesus Christ is hurt by it.
这种智慧不完整的讲的智慧话大家都很羡慕，那我讲的话呢？
Solomon has an incomplete wisdom, and still everyone would want to come from very far to listen to him. But what about the words that are in which I speak?
他说这里有一人比所罗门更大。
Therefore, Jesus Christ says, now here there's one greater than Solomon.
就是主耶稣本身嘛。
And that is Jesus Christ himself.
他比所罗门更有智慧啊。
Isn't he more of wisdom than King Solomon?
可是他讲的道没有人听耶。
But his teachings are not heard by anyone.
人家所罗门讲的那个智慧话很有的，很多人听耶。
But the wisdom spoken by King Solomon, was beloved by everyone.
而且不是普通人可以听耶。
And not any single or ordinary person can come
before him. 要有身份、有地位的人才可以听呢。
The person that comes before King Solomon to listen to those words must have certain type of status.
而且要千里迢迢专程来听呢。
And he or she must come from very, very far.
所以主耶稣说，审判这个就是标准。
So here Jesus Christ said, this will be the standard to the judgment.
主耶稣在这里要告诉我们。
Here Jesus Christ is telling us.
我们今天领受神的话，追求圣经的道理。
Today we accept the truth and the teachings from the Bible.
如果没有像示巴女王这种精神，
If we are not like Queen Sheba,
那主耶稣的审判标准就是这个示巴女王的标准。
And our attitude is not like Queen Sheba. Jesus Christ here tells us that the standard to judgment will be the attitude of Queen Sheba.
今天教会、今天总会提供我们多少学习圣经道理的机会？
Today, the General Assembly has supported us with many literary examples and teachings that we can utilize.
我们的态度是什么？
But what is our attitude?
没空。
I'm too busy.
没兴趣。
I have no interest.
有安息有聚会就好了。
I only need to come for Sabbath. That's all I need to come for.
这种态度,
this type of attitude.
怎么面对审判?
How can you face the judgment day?
第三,
Third.
我们看42节到45节。
Let's read verse 42, verse 4 to verse 45. Verse 42. The queen of south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she come from the end of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. Verse 43. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places, seeking rest and does not find it. Verse 44. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, sweeps clean and put in order. Verse 45. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation.
这个人得到平安之后,
here states a man after receiving peace,
很可惜的,
regretfully,
末后情况比先前更不好,
his final condition is worse than the condition he first started with.
他本来被鬼附着,
originally this man was possessed by demon,
好不容易得到平安,
and then he found peace,
鬼离开了,
because the evil spirits left.
可是很可惜啊,
but regretfully,
他要给魔鬼留地步,
he left a space for Satan.
他为什么要给魔鬼留地步呢?
Why did he leave a room for Satan?
鬼的本质是什么?
What is the characteristic of Satan?
鬼的做法是什么?
What are the doings of Satan?
魔鬼觉得要附在人事物身上,
Satan must possess man or things or animals.
在人的心上,
To possess the heart of man.
在物质上面,
To possess the material things.
他就附在那上面,
And he will possess it.
他被赶走之后,
After it has been cast out,
还是要再找地方啊,
He will continuously seek for another place.
找不到,
And he can't find.
姑且回来看看好了,
So here the Satan decided,How about I return to my old place?
想不到比以前更干净。
And take a look at it and realize that place is unoccupied and even cleaner.
所以邀请了比他更恶劣的鬼七个来。
So the Satan invited seven other evil spirits to come to this place.
结果我们都很清楚，这个人绝对是疯的比以前更厉害。
And the ending to it, we probably all clearly know that he is definitely in a worse condition than before.
主耶稣讲这个例子要告诉我们什么?
Here, Jesus Christ gave us this example. What is he trying to tell us?
接受救恩,信主之后,
After we receive salvation, after we come and believe in Jesus Christ,
如果我们的心灵还是空虚的,
if our spirits are still empty,
你不要告诉大家我已经受洗了,我已经得圣灵了,没有用。
Don't tell people that you're already baptized, you already received the Holy Spirit because there's no use.
你更不要告诉我, 我有很多神迹奇事。
And for sure, don't come and tell me that you have seen many miracles and signs.
重要的是心灵是孤单, 是空虚的。
Because what's important is that your heart is still empty.
魔鬼说这个地方好。
And here Satan would say, this place is good.
所以有些人说我不来教会啦，教会很烂。
Because some people might say, I don't want to come to church anymore because church has many problems.
你不是说教会很好才来信主吗？啊，现在又变成教会很不好，啊，是你有问题还是教会有问题？
Didn't you used to say that church is very good and that's why you came and believe? But right now, how come you turn around and say that church sucks? Church has many problems.
还是主耶稣有问题？
Is it you that's the problem? Church is the problem? Or Jesus Christ the problem?
主耶稣没有变。教会没有变。
Did not change. The church did not change.
改变的是你呀。
The one who changed is yourself.
你为什么要改变？
Why did you change?
因为你没有被圣灵充满。
Because you're not filled with Holy Spirit.
因为你没有被神的话充满。
Because you're not filled with the words of God.
所以没有神的话，没有力量。
So without the words of God, you don't have strength.
希伯来书四章十二节怎么说？
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 it tells us.
神的道是有功效的。
There's a great strength in the words of God.
是活泼的。
It's a living word.
是就是有生命的。
Because it means that it has life in it.
比双刃的刀还利。
It's sharper than the two-edged sword.
哦，它是有力量的。
Itself has power.
神的道是有力量，是有生命的。
Because the word of God has power, strength, and life.
我们要被神的话来充满呢。
We must be filled with the words of God.
那我们才可以拥护真理呀、啊。
And only that we can live the truth.
因为我们是教会啊。
Because we ourselves were the church.
提摩太前书三章十五节不是这么说吗？提摩太前书三章十五节不是这么说吗
？First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 tells us.
永生神的教会。
The eternal church of God.
是真理的根基。
Is the root to the truth. Is a pillar of the church.
也是神的教会。
It is also the church of God.
所以教会要支持，要拥护真理。
Therefore.The church must always support the truth.
那教会是我们呢、啊、
？And we ourselves, we are the church.
你我就是教会啊。
Because you and I, we are the church.
那我们理当要有神的道啊。
And of course, inside us shall dwell the words and the truth of God.
我们才会懂得拥护支持真理嘛。
Only through this, then we will understand and support the truth.
所以我们为什么要鼓励大家说要被圣灵充满哦？
So why do we often encourage that we all must be filled with Holy Spirit?
要多做圣工哦。
Why we often encourage that we should be involved in church holy work?
要亲近神哦。
We must get close with God.
我们的生活，我们的生命怎么会空虚呢
？If we do this, how would our life show emptiness?
所以不要信主就好了哈。
So let us not just say, "I already came and believed."
因为主耶稣说。
Because Jesus Christ says.
我们要让我们的心灵充实。
We should fill our minds and our heart.
最后一件事。
Lastly.
46节到50节。
Verse 46 to verse 50.
不用念了。主耶稣的母亲跟弟弟来看他。
The brothers and mother of Jesus Christ came to visit Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣在外面也有时候被误会、被攻击、被侮辱。
Because often, in his ministry, Jesus Christ is being rebuked or looked down or even despised.
主耶稣很认真传福音。
And Jesus Christ uses all his time to preach.
有时候连吃饭时间都没有。
Many times he does not even have time to eat.
有人就开始攻击耶稣了。
And so people will start attacking him.
连吃饭时间都没有，这个人哦，得到工作狂了，癫狂了。
People would say, "Look at this man. He doesn't even have time to eat. He must be a workaholic."
认真工作也有事啊。
Just because he devoted himself to his work, other people attacked him.
那主耶稣的妈妈跟弟弟来看他。
But Jesus Christ's mother and brothers came and visit him.
主耶稣的教育机会又来了。
And here says, here comes another opportunity for Jesus Christ to teach the people.
他指着他的学生说。
And he pointed to his students and said,
看啊，我的母亲，看啊，我的弟兄。
He said, look at my mother, look at my brother.
凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的亲属。
Whoever obeys.And whoever does the will of the Father, then they are my siblings, they are my family.
所以我们今天除了受洗得圣灵是属基督以外
So today, besides believing, receiving water baptism and belonging to Jesus Christ,
主耶稣更强调
Here Jesus Christ much more emphasizes
拥有前面这两个条件之后要加上遵行天父旨意这才是属耶稣基督
Besides the two major points that we just talked about, the third is that they should belong to Jesus Christ by obeying the will of the Father.
所以使徒时代刚开始教会刚开始成立的时候
，So in the apostolic times when first when church first started，
受洗最得赦领受圣灵。
To believe to receive water baptism and your sins being washed away，
受洗之后领受圣灵之后遵恒心。遵守使徒的教训。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, they will wholeheartedly obey the teachings.
彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Is to pray for one another and to have fellowship within one another.
这就是遵行天父旨意。
And this is obeying the will of the Father.
所以我们一个基督徒要将所领受的道理落实在生活当中。
Therefore, as a Christian, we should fulfill the words of the truth in our daily life.
我们才有办法面对这个世代。
And only through this way, we can face this generation.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
446首。
446.